Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, the last one for 2009-2010 for that matter, with Dan McNally, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's team, who just finished up their season with a comfortable win at Rocky Mountain College. We'll take a look back on the season, also take a look ahead, at next year and some of the things that they're going to be doing in terms of the recruiting process. But Dan, what a year. Again, I think you take a look at the overall record. Boy, hard to beat it. 11-5-2, good record in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference as well. But boy, this season had about all. It had moments of exhilaration. It had moments of just gut-wrenching heartbreak. Just a very interesting season for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was. It was. We did well. 11-5-2 is a good record, but you know, I just feel that, in all honesty, we could have maybe done better. And we could. There was one or two games, especially home games in the conference, that I think we should have won, but it wasn't to be. And 11-5-2, still a good season, though.
Boy, so many close games. And, you know, in all fairness, a lot of the games you won were close, too. It just, the difference between a win and a loss in men's college soccer is just pretty minuscule, isn't it?
Yeah, there's nothing in it, and that's why you need all the decisions and all the stuff to be done right. And unfortunately for us at home, you know, we suffered through some very disappointing situations, I think is the best way to put it. But we just couldn't get, there were a lot of obstacles put in front of us, and unfortunately that's affected us, and we weren't able to win the conference or go to the regional tournament. I thought we played great in our home games and we did enough to win the games, but you know, unfortunately, things didn't go our way, and we have to settle for 11-5-2, although I feel it should have been better.
Certainly a reflection of just how successful your team was, as some of the individual honors your team has got. I mean, very impressive. Sam Charles earns his second GNAC Player of the Year honor, along with Tom Milroy, eight Yellow Jackets named All-Conference. Again, a good indication of just how well-respected this program has become in the GNAC.
Yeah, well, I think we had the best team in the conference, and I think the games we played demonstrate that. I mean, there's only one game when we played at Seattle Pacific when they beat us 4-1. For me, that was the only game we shouldn't have won. I mean, all the other games, I thought we should have won those games, and I feel we did enough to win those games. But as I keep saying, you know, I have to be very careful with what I say, but things at home just weren't right for us this year.
Let me mention, too, that you had, I believe, seven all-GNAC academic all-conference, too. That's an important thing to note out, because I think sometimes we forget that these are student-athletes. And when it comes to the philosophy here at Division II and at MSUB, you guys really take that seriously, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, our academic record is fantastic. 2007-08 year, we were the third highest GPA in the nation for men's soccer at any level, D1, D2 or D3. So, you know, academically the guys do well, and maybe that's something other people don't realise, is that we are doing well on the field, but off the field we're doing fantastically well. So yeah, I'm very proud of the guys that are coming through our team.
Going to talk about kind of a look ahead at Montana State Billings men's soccer when we come back with the second part of the Coach's Show with Dan McNally.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Dan McNally, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team, who just finished up their season My last Sam Charles question of the year. Boy, how many times have I asked you that? You're probably sick of him by now. You probably can't walk down the hall. But, you know, when I take a look at what Sam Charles accomplished, to me, you know, I'm going to use more of a sport that I've been familiar with for years, basketball. To me, it's the equivalent of losing a basketball player that scores 30, 40 points a game just because the points are such a premium in men's soccer. I mean, there's the question. I'll just throw it right out to you. What do you do when you lose a guy like Sam Charles?
Pray. But no, Sam was a fantastic player, and he had an unbelievable career because he scored so many goals. And in Division II men's soccer, right, if you to score 69 goals in 4 years is outstanding. And there's not many players in the history of Division II soccer that have scored more goals than that. So we are losing a great player. But I think Sam will be the first to say this, is that the way we played with having Sam Charles in our team, a lot of our attack went through Sam, and a lot of opportunities were created for him. Next year we're going to slightly change the way we play. We'll have different personnel, and maybe next year we don't have one player that scores all our goals. Maybe next year we become more of a balanced attacking team, so we may not have that one outstanding individual, but maybe as a team we'll be more difficult to defend against, because if we've had a weakness with Sam being on the team, because he's such a great player, he attracts so much attention, and our attack, he was the complete focus of our attack. So maybe if we change the team slightly, change the way we're going to play, it'll be easier for us to score goals, but it just won't be that one person scoring all our goals.
Yeah, and when I said that, I mean, I should have prefaced my remarks by saying the cupboard is hardly bare for Montana State Billings. You got some outstanding players coming back, and obviously I'm going to miss a ton of them here, but Gary and Holly, and he's certainly capable of scoring some goals. I know Chris Andre scored a lot of goals in high school. He's put up some points for you as well, you know, despite the fact the last couple of years I know he's been playing more at the midfield. But, I mean, obviously this is a team that is capable of accomplishing some things. And you know what? You never know what a player is going to accomplish sometimes until they actually get that responsibility on their shoulders. You just never know.
Well, I think what's going to happen is we're returning pretty much eight starters, and these eight starters have never had a losing season. All they know is success, and sometimes when you have a really outstanding individual, he takes a lot of the burden off other guys, and they kind of play within themselves because they think that Sam will get us over the edge every game. But I think what you're going to see is a couple of our really good players, and you mentioned two of them there, Gary and Chris Andre, they're going to step up and become better players next year. And I get the impression that people think that MSUB men's soccer is going to have a down year in 2010 because we've lost some good players. But I don't see it that way. I see it as an opportunity to bring in some new faces. And I'm going to work really hard in recruiting to make sure we've got another very good team. And I have a feeling we may surprise some people next year.
Yeah, I think it's always interesting when you talk about losing great players as seniors. And you always want to be careful when you talk about it, because you don't want to downplay the significance of their program. But if anything, I think it's a compliment to their program, to their abilities, when after they leave, if the program continues to be successful, because they've really laid the groundwork. And certainly players like Charles, Andre, Wisen, and just go right down the list of your seniors have certainly done that.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've only had 3 years of success at MSU Billings. If you look at other programs around the country, they have continued success over 10, 15 years, and that's what we want to do. So, you know, it's sad to lose our seniors. It's not just Sam Charles. We've had six fantastic seniors this year, and they have laid the groundwork for a very good program. But now my job is to make sure the success continues, and there's no way that I'm going to lose my focus and just be content with being an average team. That's not going to happen. We're going to shoot as usual for the stars next year, and we're going to try and be a great team, and that's the expectation. I don't want to be average. The only thing you can want to be is the best, and that's what we're going to try and be.
All right, the third part of the coaches show, we'll talk about just how they're going to try to continue the success that they've had and even expand on it a little bit in the third part of the coaches show with Dan McNally.
Yeah, it's that time of the year again, but I couldn't resist. I got you a little present. I call it Godfather's Pizza Sugar Cookie Combo with extra sugar on top.
A savory medium combo pizza, a tasty medium one-topping pizza, and a scrumptious sugar cookie. Just $23. Two mouth-watering Godfather's pizzas and a big sugar cookie. Just $23.
I always get sentimental this time of year. About pizza. Order my sugar cookie combo today.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, the final one of the year with the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team, Dan McNally. Dan, let's talk about that. You know, you've lost some great seniors, but, you know, now it's back to work. It's, you know, going on the recruiting trail. What are some of those areas when you look at this team? And, boy, I mean, just from my standpoint, I don't see any weaknesses. But from your standpoint, I know there's things you want to shore up. What are you really going to focus on this recruiting season in terms of the type of player you want to bring in?
Well, we need to bring in quality players. Losing so many seniors, we actually need players in just about every position. We need forwards, we need midfield players, we need a couple of defenders, and also we need a goalkeeper because we've lost Sander, who was a senior, who was our backup this year but did a great job. So we're going to bring in a lot of players in different positions, but the thing I think we need to improve more than anything is our depth of our squad. If we've had a weakness over the last 3 years, compare us to the other best teams in the region, we probably have had a squad of players of about 14 or 15 that can actually contribute on the field, and we've had on the roster 7 or 8 guys that have only been practice players, been learning the game and been improving. To compete, I think, with the best teams in the region, we probably need 18 or 19, maybe even 20 guys on the roster that can come into any game and play at a high level. And I don't think we've had that. So one of my goals for recruiting is to bring in every player to be good and every player to be able to contribute at this level right away. So I think that's one area that we need to improve, a stronger roster.
I heard I think it was a football coach, may have been Lou Holtz one time years ago, and he said, I don't recruit backups. He says, everybody I recruit, I expect to be a starter. You can just only put so many players on the field, and I suppose that's kind of what you're talking about here.
Yeah, I mean, the way I coach, is, and you've watched all our home games, I'm not a coach that makes that many substitutions. I only play players that I feel are good enough to play, and just because you're on our roster, that doesn't guarantee you any kind of playing time. You only play if you're good enough. So that's kind of a challenge to the guys, that we don't just hand out playing time here. It's you got to be good enough to play. So and I agree with that comment that you said. I'm every player that I recruit, I'm not just bringing in just to make up the numbers. They've got to be able to contribute. And but that's, I think, just the growth of the program. I mean, it's impossible to go from 2005, when we didn't have very many good players at all, to now in 2009, we've got a whole roster of good players, but we need to improve that, and it's just a process of continually improving the roster, and that's one thing I hope we can do next year.
Well, it's hard to believe it's over. It's just a personal comment on my part. When I was asked to if I'd be interested in doing soccer this year, I don't want to say I was reticent, but I was pretty upfront about it. I said, well, I don't know as much about the game as I'd certainly like, probably still don't, and I probably didn't have the appreciation for the game just because I didn't grow up with it and what have you. That has all changed. Had a lot to do with certainly the men and women in the Montana State Billings program, but more so than that, it had a lot to do with yourself and Coach Trenum. I want to thank you for that. It's been a fantastic season. You've turned me into a huge soccer fan, and I can't wait till 2010 and 2011.
Oh, thanks, Ken. I've enjoyed doing all these radio shows, and I think it's great that we have the live games that people can watch on the internet, and I think we're making an impact in Montana, improving soccer in general. But for those of you that are listening, I appreciate all your interest in MSUB men's soccer, and I'm going to work hard in this off season to make sure the 2010 season's a very good one.
Okay, again, congratulations on a fine season, and we'll talk to you again next year.
Thanks, Ken.
Coach Dan McNally with the Coaches Show. This is Ken Adelblue. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.